Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Vov, Amud Aleph, page 76, side 8. Ubishtar, they are also acquired to the buyer through the kinyan of Meshicha by pulling it and also by Eshtar, that the seller writes a document of sale or gift on the boat, or and also a document to that he's selling him the document of debt that he's giving to him. So the Gemara first explains the meaning of the price. So the Gemara asks, Oisiyos man dechar shmayu, who mentioned in his words the ways of purchasing a document of a debt that Rabbi Nosson is coming over here to argue over it? In other words, because from the words of Rabbi Nosson that he is coming to disagree on the opinion of the Tana Kama and the way to make a kinyan that is needed to buy shtaris, it seems that even in the words of the Tana Kama there was some explanation of how to purchase a shtar, but we don't find it anything in the Braisa about the Tana Kama telling us ways to buy a shtar. And the Gemara answers, Chasuri mechasre, there is missing, there's something missing here, v'ochi katoni, and these are the words that should be written in the Braisa, the words that are missing. And so we have to read it. Svino niknes b'mishicha, that a boat you can acquire by drawing it. But v'oisius b'mesira, that the letters, ashtar choiv, you can purchase or give those only b'mesira. Because a shtar cannot be acquired b'mishicha, but only by giving the shtar over to the buyer. And then Rav Nosson Neimer, Svinez v'aisiyes diknez b'mishicha b'shtar, that they can both be koine b'mishicha b'shtar. In other words, that according to the Tana Kama, it's sufficient b'mishicha alone to buying a boat and sira for a shtar, and according to the opinion of Nosson, you need meshicha and a shtar in order to purchase the boat or the shtar. So the Gemara continues to explain the words of the Braisa. So the Gemara continues now to figure out the words of the Braisa. So the Gemara asks, why would Rav Nosson hold that we need Meshicha and Ashtar both to purchase and to acquire the boat? Shtar l'svina lomali, why is it necessary to have a document for the boat? Metaltalehi, why would you need a shtar? Why would it be any different than any other movable items which are acquired just by Meshicha alone? And the Gemara fixes the words of Rav Nosson and the Braisa in a different way. But rather, is then not this is what the way it should be written in the Braisa. Sfina niknis b'meshicha, that a sfina can be purchased by drawing it, and oisiyos b'mesira, and the shtar choiv by giving it over. Rabbi Nosson says sfina b'meshicha, just alone, sfina b'meshicha alone as other metaltlin. The oisiyos b'shtar, in other words, to buy oisiyos, it's not enough just to give them over, but you also need the document together with the mesira. So you need to give over the actual document of the choiv together with mesira. So the Gemara now explains the machloikis of Rav Nosson and Rabbanan. That the Gemara thought that what is the machloikis? That the machloikis is like Rav Shmuel. And since it was explained in the opinion of Rav Nosson that a svina b'mishicha, that a svina can be acquired b'mishicha, so if so, hayna tarakama. So that's also the tarakama, that a svina is nikna b'mishicha. So since that Rav Nosson also holds that svina b'mishicha, as we said, Rav Nosson svina b'mishicha, so Hainu Tanakama. So also the Tanakama also that the Svina is bought b'mishicha. So what is the disagreement on the Tanakama with regards to the boat? So we should certainly say that they are disagreeing in the situation, the same svaras of Rabbi Shmuel, that according to the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, you have to pull the boat entirely, like Shmuel. According to Rav Nosson, it's enough just be pulling it a little bit like Rav. And the Gemara pushes away and explains that there is no proof from the words of the Braisa to say Rav Nosson and Rabbanan are arguing also by a boat. The Gemara says, Loi, no, we don't have to say so. But we can say the Kula Alma, both of them, whether it's Rav Nosson, Rabbanan, Iker, Rav, Iker, Shmuel, they either hold like Rav, or they hold like Shmuel, how much a person needs to pull to make a kinyan. Ubisvina kula alma lepligi, and actually there is no disagreement as far as a boat, how to boat it. Ki pligi ba'isius, and Rabbanan are only arguing about how to purchase a shtar chayv, a document, whether it's sufficient just by giving it over, or you need, is it sufficient just to give over the document, or you need also a shtar? And this is the explanation that Rav Nosson is saying, responding to the Tanna Kamma. By the boat, how to purchase a boat, I for sure agree to you, because I hold like you that Mashiach is enough. But the Isis, but when it comes to letter Ashtar Khoiv, Iika Shtar in, if there is a document, additional document that he is making a Kenyan with the Shtar Khoiv, yeah. So you cannot just be koina just by giving it over. So if there's a shtar, yeah, iloi loy. But you have to have, in addition to giving over the shtar chayv, you also have to have a separate document on it, and mesira alone would not be sufficient. The Gemara brings that he also, Rabbi and the Chachamim argue how one can acquire a document. Ubeplukta de hani tanoi, and this is similar in the machlokes of the tanoim that are brought in the following braisa. This is also the machlokes of Nosson Rabbanan in this braisa. The Tanya, we learned in the braisa, oisiyos niknois b'mesira. Letters, the document, are acquired by giving over the document from the seller to the buyer. So giving over the shtar chayv, that's the purchase of the letter. Divrei Rabbi. V'chachamim omrim, Chachamim said, bein kosav, whether he wrote a document of sale on the document of debt that he has, and he gives him the document of sale, v'loy mosar, but he didn't give, the seller did not give the buyer into his hand the document of debt that he's selling him, or bein mosar v'loy kosav, or either he, the other way, he gave it to him the document of the debt, but he didn't write him a shtar on the sale of that document of debt, loy kono, the purchaser has not acquired the document of debt. Ache yichtev, until he writes a document of sale, and the yimser loy, and he will also write him a document of sale and gives him the document of sale, and also the yimser, he also gives him the actual document of debt. So the chachamim of Rebbe are the same, like Rav Nosson holds that we need mesira and kesiva. And the Tanna Kamma of Rav Nosson is just like Rebbe, who holds that it's sufficient just by giving over the document of debt alone. So the Gemara is wondering, b'mai oikimta, k'Rebbe, how did you interpret this? How did you interpret the words of Tanna Kamma of Rebbe Nosson? How did you interpret the Tanna Kamma of Rebbe Nosson that holds that oysters can be bought just with mesira alone? This is like Rebbe, like Rebbe Braise, but Svina Nami Tikone b'mesira. So, if so, he should also be able to purchase the boat he should be able to acquire through mesira. So, why did the Tanna Kamma say that the boat is only
nikna, you can only buy the Mishicha. Because the Tanya, we'll see the opinion of Rebbe, because we learned in the Braisa that Svina nikna is b'mesira. That Svina can be acquired by giving over, by holding on, by the buyer holding on to the string that the boat is tied to, by the instructions of the seller, without moving it, he is koine divrei Rebbe. That's the words of Rebbe. The Chachamim said he wasn't koine.